Book 7, the Book of Yoga, page 552, towards the bottom. There was some high surpassing secrecy, and when she sat alone with Satyavan, her moveless mind with his that searched and strove, in the hush of the profound and intimate night, she turned to the face of a veiled, voiceless truth hid in the dumb recesses of the heart, or waiting beyond the last peak climbed by thought. Unseen itself, it sees the struggling world and prompts our quest, but cares not to be found. Out of that distant vast came a reply. Something unknown, unreached, inscrutable, sent down the messages of its bodiless light, cast lightning flashes of a thought not ours, crossing the immobile silence of her mind. In its might of irresponsible sovereignty, it seized on speech to give those flamings shape, made beat the heart of wisdom in a word, and spoke immortal things through mortal lips, or, listening to the sages of the woods, in question and in answer broke from her high, strange revealings impossible to men. Something or someone secret and remote took hold of her body for his mystic use. Her mouth was seized to channel ineffable truths, knowledge unthinkable found in utterance. Astonished by a new enlightenment, invaded by a streak of the absolute, they marveled at her, for she seemed to know what they had only glimpsed at times afar. These thoughts were formed not in her listening brain. Her vacant heart was like a stringless harp. Impassive, the body claimed not its own voice, but let the luminous greatness through it pass. A dual power at being's occult poles still acted, nameless and invisible. Her divine emptiness was their instrument. Inconscient nature dealt with the world it had made, and using still the body's instruments, slipped through the conscious void she had become. The superconscient mystery through that void missioned its word to touch the thoughts of men. As yet, this great impersonal speech was rare. But now the unmoving wide spiritual space, in which her mind survived tranquil and bare, admitted a traveler from the cosmic breath. A thought came through, draped as an outer voice. It called not for the witness of the mind. It spoke not to the hushed receiving heart. It came direct to the pure perception seat, an only center now of consciousness, if center could be, where all seemed only space. No more shut in by body's walls and gates, her being a circle without circumference, already now surpassed all cosmic bounds, and more spread into infinity. This being was its own unbounded world, a world without form or feature or circumstance. It had no ground, no wall, no roof of thought, yet saw itself and looked on all around in a silence motionless and illimitable. There was no person there, no centered mind, no seat of feeling on which beat events, or objects wrought and shaped reaction stress. There was no motion in this inner world, all was a still and even infinity. In her, the unseen, the unknown, waited his hour.